This is a Deese World production in association with Pants Pending Studios. Hello, my gentle snowflakes. This is Deese. You know me as host of The Social Hour, but now you can find me every Tuesday hosting the brand new Drink and Debate podcast. The Drink and Debate is an improv comedy competition in which four teams of comedians from all over the Pacific Northwest face off for beer, glory, and the title of Master Debaters. Wait, what? For beer, glory, as they master debating. Shit. Master to debater. It still sounds like I'm saying masturbate. Master to... son of a bitch. Screw it, we're doing it live! As comedians debate some things, so join us on the Drink and Debate podcast. Every Tuesday, you can find us on socialhourpod.com or on iTunes. And find the Drink and Debate live shows every month at the Spokane Comedy Club, hosted by myself and comedian Nick Cavassier. Go to SpokaneComedyClub.com for all the details. We'll see you there.
Attention, attention. If you missed the hustle, you missed this.
What about just tight jeans and we reenact the Faith video as a tribute?
Yeah.
No. Well, I guess it would be nice if Adam wore tight pants and then we watch his ass dance. That would be nice.
I have so many like revenge plots that are probably coming up. I'm not, will happen when it happens.
It's a good way to look at life.
Adam. Yeah.
That's why I'm nice to everybody.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Bullshit. Yeah. I'd be surprised if Glenn Case didn't bust through that window and hit you with a banjo.
It's The Hustle with executive producer Adam Tucker.
I'm thankful for the power of laughter.
Travis Powell with the news.
What are you doing? Why are you pausing? What's with that weird, awkward laugh? Stop it!
And that babbling ass, Will.
I just get restraining orders in the mail. All I could think of was money and fucking whores.
I know you got to get your hustle on, so I pray.
Pantspending.com/hustle.
You are now listening to The Social Hour.
They're not PC, so if occasional foul language turns you off, then you have all been warned. This is the calm before the storm.
I'm going to be like the hot Amy Winehouse.
Get ready for the Social Hour.
Live from Badass Backyard Brewing in Spokane Valley, Washington, this is The Social Hour. On today's show, brewery owner Charlene Honsick and Kendra Wiest. I'm producer Traz Swartout. And now your host, still holding on to his New Year's resolution of giving up learning how to play an instrument, Deese Casillas.
Malav Keen, everyone, welcome to the show. This is The Social Hour. I am your host, Deese Casillas. That's how it's pronounced, we just found out. Thanks for joining us for another fantastic episode. We are broadcasting semi-live from Badass Backyard Brewing, their brand new location at 1415 North Argonne Road in Spokane Valley. We are here with the owners, Charlene Honsick and Kendra Wiest. We just found out how to pronounce each other's last names, even though we've known each other all for quite a while. And Trez Swartout is here, of course, too. How's everyone doing today?
Great.
Awesome.
And that is, so listeners can differentiate the voices. Kendra?
This is Kendra.
And Charlene.
That's me.
Okay. See if they can keep up with that. And Trez.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
They know Trez. Monica couldn't be here today. She is out healing her bionic elbow still. But she'll be back with us in the studio next week, so don't worry about that. But we I've been trying to do this show for a little bit. Kendra and Charlene have been busy. We visited their original location. I was trying to look it up, and I didn't get a chance to find an exact date, but it was probably a year and a half ago, mm-hmm. I bet, at your old location, right?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, and they just recently opened their new brewery location in Spokane Valley in October. Awesome new spot. If you haven't seen it, you definitely need to. This is a great great location. So how's the change been for the changeover been?
It's been awesome.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's been going really well. We love the parking lot.
And right now it's a little bit of a... It's an interesting mess. We've got yeah. about 18 feet of snow in Spokane the last couple days. So
I'm thinking rail jam.
Yeah,
go.
Just get out your board. You could board off some
Heck
of those.
Yeah, totally.
Do some sick kick flips. Is that a thing snowboarders do?
Sure.
Is that skateboarding?
Can be.
I don't know. I'm not that cool anymore, or ever probably. But the new location looks great. It's bigger, better. I see many more beers on the board, which we're going to talk about and try here in a little bit. But yeah, give us a little details. How's the change been? What have you seen difference in traffic, people coming through? I mean, you got a much bigger space, et cetera, a little more easy to spot.
Better accessibility for sure. A lot more new faces. We're meeting tons of new people every week, which is awesome. Mm-hmm. Lots of housing around the area, so a lot of foot traffic that way that we haven't really been marketing to at all. It's just they're driving by and seeing us and stopping in. So it is different having the brewery in the backyard still. We did leave it there for licensing and construction ease. If I could do it over, I think I would have gone through the initial headache of having it on site.
Just move it
just
over.
Just because you can brew and still be open and kind of handle both a lot simpler. In this way, we have to brew in the backyard and then have this be open. So that's two bodies, whereas one would have been plenty and we could have probably expanded our hours even more.
Sure.
So
now, would there have been room here to do the brewing also, or would it just been more of a
there's a conference room that our neighbors have behind us that was available to us in the very beginning, and I turned it down for because I was scared.
Now in hindsight,
so we'll see. Never know what the future brings, but
if it comes up again, would you jump on it then?
Possibly. Yeah. The 3 to 5 year plan is to get out of here. So, into one building, you know, with a tap room and brewery on site with a nice beer garden outside and patio, all that stuff with maybe a restaurant. So, that's our end goal and kind of has been. And this was just a really affordable, doable option for us in the meantime to get out of the backyard a little bit and be a little bit more accessible. So
luckily it's not too far away. I mean, it's probably a little bit of a pain hauling kegs back and forth and, you know, having to go there and brew. Like you said, you could be here and serve customers and,
you know,
check on brew stuff at the same time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A little more difficult to do that right now.
Yep. But, you know, we're building it from the ground up, so we're just sweating a little harder and that's how it goes.
And fully in the brewery now. No 9 to 5s, just all brewing out there.
We jumped all in.
That's good. And it's working. See, look at that. Yeah. You just commit and you do it and it works.
Yep.
So what's you talk about the end game 3 to 5 year plan. So what do you want to stay in the Spokane Valley in this area you're in Spokane, or do you want to go to another area of the you know, vicinity? Or
no, we love it here.
Yeah.
So as close as possible to this area would be ideal.
Have you looked at any potential places down the road? Or?
Yeah. I mean, I drive by and drool, but that's pretty much the extent.
Just think about one day.
Yep.
So when you say at a restaurant, is this a restaurant you'd just co-op with another business or something you guys would build up?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What kind of restaurant?
That's a good question. Haven't developed a menu quite yet, but something, you know, a little bit
different.
We like to be different, you know, so.
Do you cook? I don't know that about. Do you cook, either of you?
No, we would be hiring.
You'd be hiring. Oh, okay. So the menu, you'd just be like,
I have my chef's card. That doesn't mean I like to do it.
Just because you can doesn't mean you want to.
Exactly.
You got other things to do, right?
We cook beer. Come on.
That's right. That's much better than cooking food. So I always like to talk about this with people who started their own business. What, and we've probably talked about this in the past, but what was the drive? I mean, it takes a lot to be willing to put your foot out there, put your neck out there, I guess, and like want to jump out and do it. And there's a lot of people who want to do it, and a lot of people never do it. What would you say to those people who are thinking about doing some don't?
No, I mean, you know, it's the so-called American dream. You have to want to live off of less and work harder for it, and you know, but you do it on your own schedule, and I think that's probably the biggest draw for us. Not only the, you know, you get to make your own recipes. I mean, they're in, especially in the brewing specific industry, it's kind of, I think it's more appealing, obviously, since that's the business I chose.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, no, that whole hours thing, I can work at midnight if I want, or you know, get it all done in 3 days straight and
right.
then take a few off. It just, you know, which, who are we kidding?
There's no days off. Is there a downside to that too, though, having your business in your backyard, literally, where you're like, oh, you know, I'll just go get some work done, and then 4 hours later it's 5 in the morning and you're like, what am I,
yeah,
you know,
you're totally
like
immersed,
spun
I have
out,
no
just,
idea
yeah.
how much time you just spent,
right?
Totally. Yeah, it's not the most productive for sure. But
do you find yourself having to put yourself on a schedule, like, okay, I work,
it
like these are the
helps.
Hours I work.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah,
definitely.
So who's in the brewery more now?
I am.
Kendra's in the brewery more. Kendra, what are you mad scientisting back there? What are you working on?
Well, I did an Imperial IPA.
All right.
So that'll be coming up soon.
Nice, I'm excited for that.
A week or two, right?
Yeah.
Pretty
and
quick.
Then I did a Imperial Stout that will barrel age again.
Okay.
So that'll be transferred today probably.
All right.
And then another Irish Stout, which came off of the Imperial.
Okay.
And then just keeping up with the rest of the demand.
So have you been able to keep up with all of, you know, the demand coming out of the show or the tap room, as well as, you know, new recipes and things like that?
So far. And, you know, we did a couple homebrew taps, too. So I was able to kind of finagle that into our schedule.
Yeah.
So that was nice.
Are those things that are being brewed at that you're brewing someone else's recipe, or are they making them and then just tapping them here?
It's their recipe, and then they come and use our equipment along with me.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what have you tell us about those? I saw something online about them, but you had a couple. There's like a red or a.
Well, they're both gone now.
Oh.
They went very
they
quickly.
Good.
They're popular.
Very fast.
Yeah.
Apparently, we picked homebrewers with a lot of friends.
So
yeah,
love it. We'll have to get them back in there so other people could try it. But yeah, we did an Uncle Red with John, and then the Cranberry Sauce IPA.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Sounds
so
good. Holiday.
They were both very good.
Beer.
Turned out awesome.
This sounds really fun. Is the homebrewing something that people who live in Spokane Valley can come in and do?
Yep. They just got to let us know. We'll put them on a list. We've got a waiting list, a couple names long at this point. But as long as we can fit it in the schedule, it's really cool that we have such a small system. At the beginning of this, we were a little bit daunted in the fact that we'd have to brew so much more often because it is so much smaller than everybody else's. But with that, it enables us to do a ton of different styles, and each brew session can be a different batch instead of 7 barrels of one kind of beer.
Mm-hmm.
So instead of making that a downside, we decided to kind of focus on that and switch it up. And I mean, we've got the regulars that people just are really mad if they come in here and they're out. So we try to keep up on those first, and then we'll just go crazy with the small batch and make a bunch of different recipes. If they're nasty, we dump them, and if they're awesome, we keep them in and serve them up.
Yeah, there
it's
you
really
go.
Cool. Yeah.
Hey, just keep the nasty ones for like free beer.
Right.
We'll give you a free beer if you buy some of our merch. I'll give you.
Well,
one
and my
free
nasty
beer.
Is like coconut brown, but everybody else loves it. So hey. Yeah.
I happen to like the coconut brown. Yeah, I like cocoa and that coconut and brown and like porter type flavors in beer, coffee, and so that's where.
Yeah, we actually had a gal out of Seattle who has been very supportive on social media and such, and came over last summer, and has been asking for it that long. So we finally made it, and she hasn't even got to try it yet. Yeah, so
you gotta send her over.
Hopefully, we'll figure out a way to get her some.
Cryogenically freeze one growler full of it and send it over to her. So that's interesting. You guys, you say Seattle. People have, you know, your name is spreading farther and wider every day. How does that feel? You know, considering where you started and how really, you know, all things considered, the journey hasn't been that long yet. And you guys really, like, expanded very quickly, like, just blew up very quickly. So, I mean, how does that feel?
It's unreal, for sure. It's very cool. You know, we both kind of hit a point in the backyard where it was, we're either done with this and we stay here at 911 or we're jumping. So,
Yeah. 911 being, they worked for 911. We tried to get some good 911 stories out of them before.
Work there anymore. Are you guys not we can tell all.
No.
Yeah, oh, good.
I'm just kidding.
Do a whole, so we'll do my red wine confessions show with you two.
Right, some
you just
other day.
Tell us all the dirty.
Oh my gosh.
That sounds amazing.
So many stories.
Oh gosh, yep.
And nightmares. But no, yeah, it's a great job. It really is. It's a good career path. But it's just, for us, it's just not, you don't have the creative energies going there that we can have at this. So, and there's, I have so much to learn still.
Sure.
She's learning tons about brewing, kind of started taking over that aspect of it. I'm still doing most of the recipe writing until she learns a little bit more of that. But, as far as technique and stuff, she's going for it. And then I've got, like, business running stuff, like, you know, accounting
official
and bookkeeping
things.
And weird marketing. What the?
Yeah. Kendra got the better end of the deal.
Yeah, she totally
like,
did.
Just hang out and brew beer all day. What's up?
Yeah, I'll have my friends over. We'll call it homebrew.
Yeah. Now you go clean those kettles for me.
Yeah, that's right. How'd you work that one? So what do you have, you know, you're writing new recipes, or Kendra, you're in the brewery. You said you have a couple, I mean, you have some coming in that you want to play with but haven't had a chance to, or any concepts that might come out in the next few months, or something. What's your challenge? What's something you'd want to do but just seems too daunting, or like you haven't been able to tackle yet?
We don't roll that way.
Yeah,
no, don't go
we
that
tackle
way.
It.
You just go for it.
Yeah. We go
scary.
For the daunting.
Okay, I like that.
If it doesn't
I like
work
that
out,
about
you. Like she said, we just dump it
just
and try
dump
again.
It.
Our main thing right now is just what do our customers want?
Yeah.
Especially the ones that were in the backyard. Those guys are the only reason we're here, and we want to kind of show them our appreciation by brewing their styles. So that's where a lot of these have come from. Actually, every single small batch that's up there right now has been a request. So we're not thinking about ourselves yet. We're still brewing what we're asked to brew.
Sure.
So that's really fun for us too, though, because we get to research the style and ask them which one they like the best and stuff like that. So.
Well, and it is good because, you know, you can really, especially on such a small system, you can supply the demand. If someone's asked for something, you don't feel like, oh, I got to make this huge batch of it. And if it doesn't turn out, if it's not quite like I want it to be, or it's not as much of a hit as we want it to be, then you end up like just sitting on it. But here you can be like, okay, well, it's not as much of a risk to kind of make it and play with it, so you have more room to explore a little.
Yep. We turned what could be a real negative into a kind of a fun scientific project, so to speak. Yeah. So, yeah.
What was the one beer attempt that turned out the worst?
We really haven't had much. I mean, the lager probably was definitely the. It's like, okay, we'll stick with ales for a while until we get this figured out.
I heard lagers are hard.
They're just. It's a different breed. So you learn, you know, different yeast strains, different temperatures, all that stuff. Even the grain, what you put in it is different. So. It's fun. That's why I wanted to try it. But we had it on our opening, and I dumped it the next night.
Okay.
So it was like, no, I don't want my name behind this. Not that it was bad, you know, bacteria-wise or anything, or taste even. But it's just not – it wasn't style characteristic of what I was going for. So I poured it out.
Okay.
But that's the only one so far.
Mm-hmm. That's it? Just the lager?
Yep.
Okay, you guys.
I mean, we've got lots of homebrewing nightmares we can tell you about. So.
What was the worst beer then you homebrewed that just turned out you didn't had no just
– It was the – what was it? An amber or something we were going after, something mild, yeah.
We used the refrigerator as –
Yeah, so we had our three-tier system was the top of the refrigerator, the island, and then the floor of the kitchen. And it took like 5 hours to chill because we didn't have a chiller yet. So we were doing the whole put it in the snow thing.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't happening.
Wasn't working.
Yeah, it was insane. It was a long night.
That's some dedication to trying to make
it. Pretty sure we were fairly intoxicated as well.
Well, yeah, I think by 4 o'clock in the morning.
Things exploded onto the ceiling. And yeah.
That's a good journey for a. It's a lot of journey for a.
The
bad
only
beer,
reason
right?
It didn't taste good is because we couldn't get the carbonation dialed in, though. So honestly,
yeah, that's true.
It was like flat, but I think we drank it anyway in like 2 nights. Well, once I mean, you, with help of friends, you know.
Once you drink, you know, once you make it, you got to at least try to drink it right.
Right, yeah, totally. I mean,
you don't want it to go to waste.
No, that's terrible.
Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, I've had malt liquor. You might as well drink whatever's coming out of a homebrew. Can't be any worse than that. I actually do still love Old English, though. I have this weird spot in my heart for Old English.
Do you?
Oh, my God. Yeah, I bought some for everyone on the show a couple weeks ago and got them all malt liquor drunk.
Oh, that's impressive. Nice.
That was a fun time.
You're part of that group, huh?
No, actually, I got malt liquor drunk on the show like maybe the week before, and I was like, I'm never drinking malt liquor again.
Yeah. Then I bought 40s. But that was like 4 Locos or something you guys were drinking.
Yeah, it was Monica. She really snuck that up on us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's funny.
That Monica drinking just gets out of hand on the show. I had to put a kibosh on that. So the new year, new stuff. What's you guys got some things planned for the brewery, I heard. We're going to be doing every Sunday Cards Against Humanity at the brewery.
Yeah.
Tournament style, or how's that going to work?
Yeah, we're going to do somehow make a game out of it, and then the winner gets free beer. But
that's
mostly we're just going to try not to wet our pants because it's hilarious. Also, you know, don't bring your offense card, and if you're if you've never played the game before, bring some earmuffs.
Yeah. Yeah, we had an interesting conversation about that the other day on the podcast. We had the drinking debate which I host. We had some complaints from some people for one of the topics, and we're like, you guys are at a comedy club, like you gotta like, this is not the place to expect political correctness or be willing or like stand up on your soapbox. Like, you gotta understand, and if you don't like it, then you know, feel free. If it's not your form of comedy,
right,
you gotta you don't have to stay.
Yep, totally.
Thanks for coming. But yeah,
I think it'll be pretty fun.
And then every Thursday you're gonna be doing karaoke, is that correct?
It is. Yep. Right. Our bartender Shayla is an amazing singer, and she's been asking to do it for quite a while, and I've been like, I don't know, it's a brewery, but might as well go for it.
Yeah, give it a shot.
Sounds like
right?
fun.
Do you karaoke?
Oh no.
No. Definitely not.
No,
happening.
No karaoke. You don't
Thank
have a
God
coach.
Maybe
Shayla.
After the Red Wine podcast we'll come back here and do some, but
I think that'll be fun. That's a great setup in here.
Yeah.
It'd be good for singing karaoke. Mm-hmm.
No karaoke ever. Like, hard rule. Hard and fast, no karaoke.
Nope.
Why not?
No. Just no.
Just no?
I'm pretty sure you have. Kendra has.
Not karaoke.
Yeah, I think I've seen it.
Uh-oh. I've dabbled. Like
In the House does not count.
No, it wasn't.
I feel like everyone's got to have a go-to karaoke song, right?
Right.
In the House by myself does not count.
Hit the road, Jack.
Dee sometimes has people sing karaoke on the podcast.
I have in the past.
Nice.
How'd
See, Shayla
out?
Would be all for
I don't
that.
Know. Do you want to find out?
Like how I throw her under the bus. She'll do
it.
Call her.
If you did sing karaoke, what would be a song you'd sing?
I don't even know. Honestly, it's whatever's on the radio.
Do you guys not hang out at Asian restaurants?
Right. Only to watch Shayla sing.
What? Of course it was. Of course it was.
Oh, no.
She goes, how does he know? I'm pretty sure he was there. Why are you so red?
Oh, no, that's funny.
That's every Asian restaurant has karaoke.
Oh, my gosh. That's awesome.
They love karaoke.
Well, they're closed.
Yeah. Was it the Star? Was it Peking?
Where nope. was it? Was
Mama's.
It? Oh, Mama's, yeah. Ties? Yep. Yeah. They still That place still open. Yeah.
We got a little off track here.
I know, right?
So 2017, new year. Tell us about not just the brewery, but any New Year's resolutions for 2017?
Just live it up. Have fun.
Live it up.
You may or may not have heard that she had a pretty rough year last year, so had a little loss in her life, and it just showed us both that you gotta, I mean, literally live each moment like it's your last, because it could be.
Life is short.
Yeah, that's kind of our 17 goal this year. Just, you might think that we should be running our brewery a different way than we are, but it's too bad because we're living it up. So
just do it. Do it the way you want.
Right on.
So that's your New Year's resolution, both of you?
Yep.
Traz, do you have a New Year's resolution? I don't think we talked about this yet.
No, huh? But it's the same as theirs.
Same as theirs.
Yeah.
I like it.
That's badass. My New Year's resolution is to give up learning how to play an instrument.
Really?
Yeah. Because
I'm gonna give up
learning how to play all of them because I'm 34. It's not gonna happen. So I'm giving up the fact that I'm ever going
like
to
acceptance.
Play an instrument.
Let's spin it positively here.
Yeah, that's my New Year's resolution. So far, I've nailed it.
Good job.
I'm absolutely killing it by still not learning how to play an instrument. there's still time.
Funny.
Someone may
there's
force
gonna me. Be success in
yeah,
that one, isn't
force
there?
Me out to play a cello one day this year. But I feel like probably not. What do you look forward to in this year? It's going to be an interesting 2017, right?
Definitely. Yeah, no, it's very exciting. We've got, I look forward to learning a lot of different styles and brewing them and seeing if we can nail them or not and, figuring out what the public wants and, and giving back to our customers, I think, is the main thing. They've been awesome and so supportive. So.
All right. Well, I think we're going to do a quick break here, and then when we're going to come back and we're going to try some of the beers and talk about what you guys should be drinking when you come visit Badass Backyard Brewing, now no longer in the backyard at 1415 North Argonne. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back for you guys.
Hey guys and gals, do you like video games? More importantly, do you like to laugh?
I'm Indiana Jonesing for a good time.
Me too! Do you feel like your gaming life has been a little empty recently? Well, that's because you haven't been watching me play video games with an accompaniment of hilarious commentary.
Boom!
Challenges are unavailable. Combat is unavailable. That's all my life is unavailable.
Look, and all the children are here at the daycare center. Oh, and look who's gunning them down.
Ah! Are you kidding?
So you only have to pay $47 to come back to life on Pandora?
Yes.
That's not bad. The sad thing is you have to pay $97 for a blowjob.
As long as we're not bloodbending, we're good.
Like in Airbender?
Yeah, Avatar.
Avatar.
Not the M. Night Shyamalan atrocity.
Oh, God, we don't talk of that. That's not
a
thing.
We definitely talk about
that. We don't.
Time to give Captain Flint the old sloppy marauder, eh, soldier dud?
Oh, he's giving him those guns right in the rusty trombone. That's slang for butthole.
Oh, my.
So join me and watch as I conquer the video game world one joke at a time. It's called League, and you can find it at CelebrateGeek.com/videos or straight to the YouTube channel at bit.ly/CelebrateGeek.
That's the worst promo I've ever heard.
All right, everyone. Welcome back from the break. Thanks for hanging out. We've just been sitting here shooting the shit off the record, talking about deep, dark CSA or CIA, NSA secrets. I just combined those two agencies into one. We're trying to save some money in the new year. We're going to combine all the agencies into one. But Traz reminded me of a story that I wanted to share from this morning. We were talking about something about drinking and driving or something, but this funny. This morning I was actually I had to go to the DMV, which is just a terrible way to spend your morning, right? Obviously, it's
exactly.
Just like the worst thing you have to do.
Totally. Yeah.
But I had to go because my license had expired and I didn't realize it. I had neglected this fact, and I found this out the other day when I went to in between shows at the comedy club. I went to Monterey Cafe because I wanted a slice of pizza. And for those listeners outside of Spokane, Monterey Cafe, just a little bar. They got a bar. They serve pizza late. And I'm like, I'll go just run across. It's across the street from the comedy club. I'm like, I'll go grab a slice. And I ran over there, and I showed the guy my ID. And he's like, oh, this is expired. I'm like, oh, shit. And I'm like, all right, well, you know me. Like, I'm here. I don't go out a lot, but I'm there every now and then. You know me. You've seen me here in the last few weeks. And I go, I don't even want to drink. Like, and obviously, I look not under 21. Like, I look like Alan Thicke, and he's dead. So, like, that's, you know, it's not a bad, not a good day for me. And he goes, you know, and it's still me on the ID. Like, it shows that I'm 34 years of age. It's just expired a month ago. And he's like, no, can't let you in. And I go, I don't want to drink, just a slice of pizza. And he goes, no. And I go, here's my money. Will you turn around and buy me a slice of pizza? And he goes, no. Oh, and I'm just like, and I'm like, you're a dick. I'm like, fuck you. So I was very angry and I left. So, whatever. I've been carrying around my passport for identification, so I felt like a secret agent the last couple of weeks. But I finally went to the DMV this morning to renew my license, and I went in and I told the lady, and she goes, "Okay," at the counter. I'm like, "Yeah, I need to renew my license." She goes, "Just really." Immediately angry, like, I need you to present your identification. here you go. And I like just give her the ID and my, you know, my driver's license, the expired one. And it just like immediately angry, you know, like immediately setting a precedent of like, this is going to be a
very long morning.
Right. And like, we're like, it just conflict, like immediately setting up a, you know, contentious relationship. And yeah, I'm like, God, why? And it wasn't even that busy because there's mounds of snow on the ground. So there's like three people in there, luckily. Just angry though. And I'm like, oh, God. Okay, of course, the DMV. God, it's like Satan's asshole in here. This place is terrible. So I go,
so bad.
It just, there's no reason for it. It's, I just, know. Like, I don't understand.
Every time.
It. So I go, and then she goes, okay, well, did your insurance company contact Olympia? Because it'd been more than 2 months. So if it's more than like 15 days, you have to like contact Olympia and all this stuff like that. And I'm like, yes, I had them send it over last night. So, you know, and she goes, oh, last night. I'm like, what? She goes, yeah, they're not going to have that information for like 10 days. And I go, well, they said they would have it. They update every night. So I assumed you guys would have it. I'd be good to go. She's like, no, you're going to have to definitely have to come back. I go, well, listen, I go, I'm just going off what the lady at Olympia told me. Okay, that's all I'm doing. And that's all I can do. That's what she told me. She's like, oh, well, yeah. Okay. I don't know. Well, I'll just check, okay? Like, she's like, idiot.
Yeah.
Of course it's not going to be there. She's like, starts looking. She's like, typing, looking at me like this son of a fucking guy. And like, of course, like, just probably fake typing, just slamming on the keyboard. Then she goes, okay, well, maybe we can help you. Maybe we can actually do your license. I'm like, oh, you mean maybe it went through? Like, your instant answer was no. You were going to make me leave and come back in 10 days and just be like, no. Like, why is everyone's instant answer now just like, no? Just like the guy at Monterey Cafe, no one can just be like, I'm a human, you're a human, let's have an interaction and just be like, let me see. Maybe I can make your day easier, or maybe I can actually do my job instead of just, no. Like, she was just happy to send me off. I swear to God, these people get on what I call like a no roll, where they just start saying no, 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 no. They'd be like, can I give you $100? No. Can I rub your back? No, no. It doesn't matter what you say. They're just no. They just no. Don't want to hear it. So, oh God, but the good news is, I'm licensed again.
That's good.
That is really nice.
Don't worry.
Did you ride with him?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. And this was this morning, you said?
This was this morning.
Oh, interesting. I was riding around with you last night.
I think I told you my license was expired. Oh, yeah. So I just, you know, for everyone out there, just be nice to your fellow people and try and help them out.
Be human.
Be human and have an interaction. So anyway, but now we're going to have some beer interactions. We've got these great beers sitting in front of us. Let's see.
They heard about your license.
Yeah, I know. They heard about it. They're on the run.
On their way.
I wasn't keeping my passport on me for no reason. I'm headed for the border. Uh-huh. I'm not coming back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. where...
Focus.
Put it together.
No, that's just... Okay, now I have to share this. I'm going to go on a tangent.
Oh, yeah.
I was writing this sketch the other day, and I came up with this ridiculous premise of a guy who's trying to escape, making ransom demands. And he demands, a helicopter to Cuba or something, nice. You know? And I just had this scene in my head where he gets in the helicopter and he's like, where's the pilot? And they're like, oh, you just demanded a helicopter. You don't know how to fly a helicopter? He's like, no, I don't know how to fly a helicopter. And the guy is just like, you have to be more specific about your demands. If you want a pilot also, you're going to have to demand a pilot. And then it's like too late because they already agreed on the demands.
That's funny.
It just was this stupid scene I thought of in my head. I'm like, been cracking myself up about it. So I'll just randomly think about it, like, I needed a pilot too. This is my life. Things in my head. I'm going to start a podcast called Things in My Head.
Right. I mean, these shows are just therapy for you.
Right. No kidding. All right. Let's talk about the beer again.
We're
back to the brewery.
The beer doesn't help these weird thoughts, random thoughts I have. So where are we starting? Tell us about the beers. We've got four beers in front of us. Not all the beers. There's plenty more beers than that. But we're going to start, we're going to do these ones today.
So the first one's an Amarillo Pale Ale, and we call it that because the hop in it is Amarillo hops, and Kendra will talk about it.
Go, Kendra. 1, 2, 3, go.
All right. It's crisp with a little bit of sweetness to it. We do put a little bit of wheat in there.
The color is absolutely phenomenal.
It does kind
it's
of
just
of a
beautiful. It's, a nice it's totally a very... very yellow looking beer.
A little cloudy. Is that that's the wheat that's characteristic
yeah.
of
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
5.7% and IBUs are 34.
And a half.
So, and a half.
So we put pale malt, aromatic malt, Munich, Vienna, and then the wheat is what creates the cloudy. And we don't filter any of our beers either.
Yeah.
So they're not see through beers by any means.
Mm-hmm. The I like that. It's a certain flavor. It actually creates a unique flavor profile, and I think it creates a unique personality for the brewery too. To not do that in the beers. It gives them a little bit the only way I can describe it is like a wetter or more wet taste. Does that make sense?
Totally.
Like a little bit more
something
of a splash.
Yeah,
a little more
mouthfeel.
Right, yeah. A little more splash on the tongue instead, mm-hmm. you know, doesn't not doesn't quite have such a like soda type of pop to it, but
drinking this I really notice it tastes like a robust full flavored, like I really like the way that it hits my tongue, but at the same time it really tastes light and healthy, if that
mm-hmm.
makes any sense.
Yep.
Like,
mm-hmm.
yeah
it's become really popular. We didn't start brewing this one until after we opened, so it's pretty new.
They make health beers, all health
this
beers.
One started as one of the small batch beers, and it was so popular that we made it into one of our regulars.
Became
nice,
a staple.
I can see why, yeah.
The because you not a ton of light beers on your menu. You guys do a lot of the darker kind
that's
of
true.
So
we're stout fans through and through.
I like that. That's what I like about you. All right, I'm gonna finish that one.
We do get a lot of requests for IPAs though, because as you well know, we do an East Coast style IPA, so it's not very hoppy. So we've got a couple in the fermenter that we're working on for those hop heads out there that
full blast
have
for
been
them.
Begging for them. It's like, fine.
We'll get to one.
But we can still focus on the stouts, right?
Well, it's funny because you would never, most breweries especially, you know, that you know, unless you go to a place like Rogue or even, you know, maybe No Lie, who have like 12 beers on tap at all times or more. Mm-hmm. Even then, I was at No Lie the other night. There's no way you're going to find them having a stout, a porter, a brown, actually two browns you guys have on tap, a stout, and then a porter, and then, you know, even like a scotch and an amber.
Yeah, we just ran out of the Imperial barrel aged also, which is another stout, so we're heavy on the darks.
Yeah, so I mean, to have that and then just one IPA and then a, you know, a pale seems like far disproportionate to some breweries where you go and they have like 12 beers and they've got 7 IPAs,
right,
and
yeah,
like 2 pails, which are basically an IPA, uh-huh, and then a hoppy,
yeah,
blonde,
right,
and then totally a hoppy wheat beer, and,
yeah,
then,
like, and a hoppy stout,
right?
If,
yeah,
you're lucky.
Like, right, and a Cascadian dark ale. We've got this dark beer. It's a dark IPA.
Dark IPA.
Yeah, yeah, it's a black IPA, is what this is.
Hope you like hops.
Right. So it's like somebody just dropped off like a dirigible full of hops in their backyard, yeah, and just said like it was like a race to get rid of them. Like if you can get rid of all these hops,
right,
it's like Brewster's Millions. Like if you can spend all these hops,
1 million hops in one day,
right? You'll get a lifetime supply of free hops. Brewster's hops.
Yeah, their beer selection and menu is really indicative of the small batch concept. That's really cool that you guys can do that.
Yeah, well, I've said this before to people in breweries. I like the you know, like I said, though, that each brewery kind of takes on a personality in their aesthetic, in their people, in their beer, and it kind of like shines through what they are, you know. And it's nice to see, or at least a good brewery does, you know, when it starts to take form, and some of it's planned, and some of it just kind of happens organically.
Mm-hmm. It's fun to watch.
Yeah, it is. So, what do we next up? I think we have Charlene's favorite. her coconut, or not hers, but the coconut.
That's so nasty.
Yes, and for some of our listeners,
reminding her to ask you to write my eulogy. She can't even even describe her beer well. She's like, oh, this beer is nasty. Imagine.
I hate coconut.
Yeah.
I planted my feet in the sand for that a long time, and finally caved.
No coconut, huh? Yeah, why? Well, so
it's
why?
Because it's so polarizing.
Well, that's right. Yeah. It's polarizing. We all know my stance on coconut.
It's the child porn of fruits.
I stand by that. I will stand by that till the I want that on my tombstone. Speaking of eulogies, it's like, Deez, he said that coconut was a child porn of the fruit world. People be like, I don't know what that means in that context. You'll just be wildly
imagine
confused.
Finding that though in like 100 years in the future.
Right. You have to like decipher the language. You know, it's like an ancient, it's like an extinct English is like some extinct language. And then they finally decipher it. They're like, what the fuck does that mean? What the fuck are you talking about? What was that?
This can't be right.
Yeah,
we're going to convert it into some religious.
Right. Yeah, I'll be like.
Was a saint.
L. Ron Hubbard. Like some weird coconut child porn religion that will go on. Oh my God. It'll be terrible. Never mind. I take it back. I'm going to destroy all records of ever saying that analogy.
Right.
Anyway, so the coconut. I almost called this the coconut porn beer. The coconut.
Totally. We're changing it.
This is coconut.
It was no alibi after a run on Mount Spokane. I think we're changing
at
this point.
You know what? Coconut porn beer is kind of like the same as no. That's a lateral move from no alibi. Those could be the
they
same
do,
events.
Yeah, they do. Have those could go hand in hand.
It could be the same thing. So tell us about this beer.
Basically, it's just the brown, and then we added some toasted coconut to it.
All right. Why? So
we had a lot of requests for a coconut brown. So
was that it? Okay.
Well, let's try that out.
And,
yeah, it wasn't me.
Have you thought about trying that with a porter?
I have.
Yeah.
Yep. I think that would be really good too.
Yeah, the cocoa comes out really.
Why ruin a good porter? I mean.
Oh God. You know.
I'm just kidding.
You know what
sort
I would
no,
love. Yeah, you know what I would love for to see is where I'm going to dissect these little these beers here. Play a little brewery Frankenstein. Taking that raspberry from that wheat and mixing it up with that brown, getting a little raspberry brown going on. I think you'd have a winner there.
Yeah. Okay, we can try it.
Yeah, let's try that. We've had a lot of customers take the raspberry and the stout.
Yeah, they mix them. They do half and half.
That's a good one too. Or even the porter. I just feel like the brown is a little more innocuous. It'll take on the raspberry a little
flavor.
More.
Yeah.
You'll still get that malty,
right,
but the raspberry. Mm-hmm. Like I think that's a it might be a winning combination. If Trez is starting to feel it, he's dancing. Trez is starting to feel coconuts taking effect.
I'm loose.
It's going to turn into the Red Wine Confessions.
Yeah,
not.
It's going to get, yeah.
God, that's beer confessions.
God, I'm going to get so many FCC fines later. I have to do a radio show, and if you hear a radio show that comes out on Friday, January 13th that has just me bleeps, lots of bleeps. I'm sorry ahead of time. So
we got him drunk first. Mm-hmm. Oh,
whoops.
Breaking in.
Oh, sorry.
Yep. Sorry, bud. We're closed.
We're just in here hanging out.
We'll just wave.
Should we? We got a customer here. Should we tell him?
He's like, what's going on?
He really wants to.
We're in the middle of a podcast.
He's can not going to go away. I'll be right back.
Can we have him come in and talk to us?
Yeah.
It's a random
we're like
customer.
Extremely rolling the dice.
Just hand some beer out the door.
Right, we like, yeah. Oh, he's on his way out. Sorry. We're explaining to the customer close. Oh, the customer is getting volatile and yelling at Charlene.
Right, he's like, it looks like people are drinking in there.
Charlene's throwing
a
hard
a
right.
Beer.
Yeah. did he leave his wife in the car and then Honda?
I think that's a possibility.
CR.
She's standing there saying no. I just want a beer.
No.
She's got that no attitude.
So get on.
From the DMV.
Nope. Get on. Yeah, no.
He's like, you don't have any beers in there. Nope.
Right.
No. No beers. I've never even heard of beer.
He said he can't talk about child porn because he's wearing sweatpants today.
For those of you who didn't pick up that on mic, hold on. Charlene, come back and tell that joke on mic.
I'm not saying that.
All right, I'm going to say it. Charlene said the reason she doesn't like Jews. No, I'm kidding. No, she said no. She said
that took a turn.
she said the gentleman who wanted to come in and have a beer. She said the reason he couldn't come in and talk about child porn because he's wearing sweatpants. So for anyone who's not here, there's a purple dot directly over his car. and I think I see Chris Hansen in the background.
You made me look.
I've always said that. out of all the TV show hosts in the world, you know your life is taking a wrong turn if you're meeting Chris Hansen or John Quiñones. like those are bad days. Like those, I'd rather meet anyone in the world than Chris Hansen or John Quiñones. Because it means you've been a terrible person for some reason.
Right?
Yeah.
So who's John Quiñones?
He hosts that show on ABC, like the What Would You Do, where they put people in like really shitty situations and film them and then make them look like assholes because they didn't do anything about the bad situation.
Right?
Like somebody's like yelling at their old grandma in public and like throws her out of a wheelchair or something, like down a flight of stairs. And they like stage this. And then they film people's reactions.
Like however you act is wrong.
Probably. Yeah, like people just like be like, oh, that's fucked up. And they keep walking. And then they stop and be like, I'm John Quiñones and you were just an asshole.
Yeah.
Like, tell me why you didn't help that poor elderly lady wasn't actually a poor elderly lady that we totally set you up to make you look like an asshole.
Damn.
And it's like such a fucking disaster of a show. Be like, oh my God, this is the worst. And the funny thing is like people sign off because you have to sign off to be on that
right?
show. People are like, yeah.
Go
yeah,
for it. It's
I was
funny.
I was a real dick.
Yeah.
I definitely want everyone in the world to see that.
That's see. Accurate. Go ahead yeah. and air it.
So why did you let that young man beat his grandma with a slipper? why did you not stop that?
Right.
It's terrible. Yeah, it's. Have you guys seen that show?
Nope.
No, you've never seen that show. It's terrifying. Like it's stuff of nightmares. Like there's many other things I can't imagine. Like I'd rather be caught in the middle of a Klan rally, like accidentally, than just if John Quinones came in and said, I'd be like, oh fuck, what did I do? I did something wrong. Or Chris Hansen is worse, though. That's, we all know who Chris Hansen is, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Child porn guy.
Yeah. Yeah. The guy. You walk in a house and there's Chris Hansen. You're like, oh boy.
Yeah.
Oh boy. I should not have sent those emails.
What is it called? Is it called catfish?
I think that's one of the things they call it. I think they call it, yeah.
They call it a felony for sure.
Yeah, they definitely call it a felony. They call it registered sex offenders. Yeah. I like when they make him read the emails, though. They're like, so, Cybercock 509, you said you were going to blank the blank and the blank blank with the blank 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 blank. What did you mean by that? I was just going to talk to her. I was just going to talk to her about, why did you bring sea breezes in lube? I was just going to tell her it was a bad idea to talk to strangers. It's just the worst, yikes, most awkward call. So can I leave? Yeah, you're free to go. There might be a battalion of police officers out there ready to tase and zip tie you, but you're free to
go
leave.
Go for it.
Yeah. It's a terrible. Anyway.
Those guys probably sign off also, right?
No, I don't think they. I think there you're just... Yeah,
just on TV looking like a piece of shit.
Yeah, you're just being a felon. You're just being a child molester. I think you just get to be blasted on TV.
So you get...
Yeah.
So we're at a brewery.
So beers.
What?
Sorry. Tangents. That's what happens when you get drunk.
Let's move on to the good stuff.
All right. What do you got? It's all good stuff here at Badass Backyard Brewing.
Beyond coconut.
Are we? Wait, we're not done with the coconut, are we? Did you guys finish yours?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Did you try yours yet?
I'm going to tell everybody how I feel about it.
Okay.
We just had like a 20-minute diatribe on it.
I got distracted.
I like that.
See, that's really good. Yeah, that's the coconut good flavor comes through, and it tastes really natural.
Yeah,
which I really like that. So,
do you use
super
actually
healthy
real coconut or?
Yep.
All your beers are healthy. This is good. Come here, get
coconut,
fit, people.
Raspberry.
Yeah. Get all your fruit flavors. That's good. That's perfect. There's hops. Hops is like a vegetable.
It's like
basically
salad.
Yeah.
What is hops? Is it a veg? Is it a just fully? What is? It's a good question.
It grows on a plant. I mean, yeah.
All right. There you go. All right.
Salad.
That's just
salad.
Science. That's just science. What do you think of that beer, Draz?
Yeah, I love it. Like I said, the coconut tastes really natural. Like all of their beers really do taste healthy, which is incredible. I don't know, no GMOs or something, but what are you guys using for your coconut in there? Are you using like oil or husks or like raw coconut meat or?
Yeah, a little oil, and she toasts the coconut in the oven. So
what's the idea behind that? Does it bring out the flavors more?
It does.
It does.
Yep. And it adds supposedly a little bit of some
kind of a roasty
characteristic.
Okay. Makes that coconut better.
Moving on. This porter's delicious.
I know to get Charlene for her birthday. I'm just going to get her like a coconut weekly.
Right?
One new coconut every
weekly
week.
Weekly shipment.
Shipped directly to your door.
That sucks. Awesome.
All right. What is next on the list?
Porter.
The porter.
Yep. My favorite.
Very nice. Very dark. Got a nice little head on there for you.
Mm-hmm. You're welcome.
And she nails it. Softball comes up. Charlene swings and knocks it out the park.
Boom. Mm.
All right. That is tasty. Again, that's the flavor profile of what you say that you where the process where I said it makes the beer taste a little more wet. What you guys don't...
Filter,
yes. It makes them taste a little more wet, and I kind of like that, especially on a, you know, it just gives it like this more powerful taste when it first gets in your mouth. there's no other way to say that. I'm just gonna say it.
so much nice foamy head.
Yeah. So. Oh man, yeah.
So, we actually use two different hops in that one than we use in any of the other beers, the Fugles and East Kent Golding. So
those are hops. I've never heard of either of those hops.
They're awesome.
So why are they better? Why are they awesome hops? And why do you use them in a porter?
We actually got turned on to them from Black Label. They were getting rid of some of their hop plants because they had a pretty large field that they didn't time for anymore. Yeah. So we picked up a few. And although they didn't like our soil quite as much, they take a couple years to, you know, kind of
establish themselves.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I wanted to figure out a few recipes that we could use them in because I think it's cool to grow your own stuff and use it. So that's why I wrote this recipe. So that when those do actually grow for us, we can try those hops in it just to kind of see if we can get the same flavors out of it.
Yeah. What are some of the unique characteristics of those hops compared to others?
They're a little bit more robust, so to speak. Some of the other hops that we use are more, like fruity and a little bit lighter. Mm-hmm. And I think these hops are a little bit more dank. They're just kind of like more powerful. So because it's a darker beer, it's that's something we should definitely put in an IPA for those hop heads that are begging us.
That are wanting you to get that IPA out there.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, just keep
making
the dark
beers.
Which
I think I might have put them in the Imperial that's coming out. I'm not sure. I wrote that in like my sleep.
Oh man, this porter has like kind of a smoky flavor. You picking up on
that?
A
little bit.
We did actually use smoked grains in there. So good job.
I can tell it's awesome. Yeah, I've never had a porter like that, and I really, really enjoy what this kind of smoky flavor brings out.
Yeah, it kind of leaves a little aftertaste on your tongue, like a
I like a subtleness of it though. You get some beers that get just like too smoky, and it just gets overpowering. You know,
you feel
just
like you're puffing out some smoke after you swallow.
Yeah, it's not like I was just in a house fire,
right?
Like I was just in a backdraft, and Kurt Russell carried me down a flight of stairs. You know, like
that's awesome.
So,
I get it.
Yeah, nothing like references to movies from 23 years ago. that's my style of comedy, folks.
That was back when I was like 5.
Right? Mm-hmm. Oh, God. That's not true. That can't really?
No.
How old are
it's
you
not
two?
True. She's
Did we
super
talk about
old.
This?
She's a grandma.
Yeah?
She's going to kill me.
Dang, we'll put this out there for everybody.
Wait, are you?
Yeah.
I am.
She really? Is. She really is.
That's
like, for real.
Like, recently?
Yeah,
a couple months ago.
That's exciting. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A little, is a boy or girl?
A little girl.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Does it have a name?
Her name is Rowan.
Rowan.
Yeah.
All right. That is exciting.
Meemaw.
Grandma status.
Yeah.
Right. Can I ask how old you two are?
I'm 31. And she's 40.
I'm 29. Some years of experience.
That's all right. I just remember I said
my big 40 this
She's
last
so
year.
Old,
so
old he can't even come up with words.
I think we're.
Yeah,
did
you guys
I come
went
to the
to
brewery
it.
For? Yeah, we were at the brewery. Yeah, I was there. That's right. That's right. I do remember that.
We did burgers totally illegally and deliciously.
It
was a great time.
You brought the most amazing gluten-free pie or cake. I think it was a cake.
Oh, I did.
Yeah.
Yep.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Yeah.
She's a glutard grandma. Hey, we should write like a little story about that.
A glutard.
Glutard Mima.
A like new children's book.
Yeah, that would sell really well, actually, probably. Like, just here comes the big, mean old wheat husk coming to get Mima. You know? Like,
that's, hey, Charlene, will you go grab my walker for me, please?
Yeah, oh, man.
That coat hides your moo-moo nicely.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? It's nice.
Will you send me a check for $12 for my birthday?
Yeah. Oh my gosh, that's perfect.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, cross-stitch me some potholders or something like that for Christmas. Yeah. No, that's all right. You know what? Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, look at this face. I'm not getting any younger here.
How old are you?
I'm 34.
Wow.
But I'm going to die by the time I'm 40, so... It's
well, you should probably jump on our 2014 bandwagon or 2014. Yeah, do that. 17 resolution.
Oh, what's that?
Living it up. If you're gonna die so soon.
Oh,
yeah, like Saturday.
Like Saturday. Oh, yes, yeah. That one.
Nice gang.
What time are you going?
All day.
Oh.
Whatever time you can, we'll be there.
Okay, I work till 6.
there. We'll be there. Let I think they're open until like 9:30.
All right, I might feel
nice skiing's legit.
Can my car make it up there?
Oh yeah, mine does.
Yeah, but you drive. You're like hardcore.
I'd gun in all the way up.
Badass.
Yeah.
You're badass. You have like a truck or something though.
No, I have a little two-door Suzuki Swift. I rolled my truck.
Oh,
it's
that's right.
Done for.
Suzuki. Jeez.
It rallies up that. I think it's a snow machine in a different life. So.
Yeah, it is hardcore.
Anyway.
All right. So
next is
we might
the
go snowboarding.
Big Air Black Stout. As they chug their porters.
Which speaking of snowboarding.
Yeah.
Dude, am I dead?
What?
Am I dead? Hello, audience?
No, I can hear you.
Oh, okay. Weird. I can't hear myself.
You can't? Can you hear me?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
Okay.
You good?
Cool. Yep.
He yanked on his cord too hard.
That's what happens.
I've been drinking.
Yeah, it takes more. You got to yank harder when you've been drinking.
Oh my God.
Just science, all right? We're all adults here. all right, so this we're on to the Big Air Stout, which everyone, at least everyone in this room, knows that this is my favorite beer from this brewery.
Since day one,
this has been the my go-to. So let's
we kept it on just for you.
Oh, I love that. Thank you so much. It's a fantastic beer. So tell everyone about it. Brag about it a little.
It's super yummy. I don't know. It's in the stout category.
Oh,
it's
man.
Not as tobacco chewy aftertaste as some of them are. It's a little bit more smooth, which it's technically a black, which is a category all of its own, which people aren't super familiar with. So we threw the stout behind it just to let them know, hey, this is a dark beer.
That's a big beer.
Yeah, so it's a little bit more smooth than your average. It's 8% alcohol with 53 IBUs of bitterness.
It's not a little boozier than it used to be.
It's a little bit more.
It's a little boozier. Like, as soon as I put it up to my nose, I'm like, is this bourbon? Like, what am I drinking?
It's a little heavier. I brewed this originally for homebrewing for quite a while for snowboarding. So
I could see
it's
that.
Been, yeah, we actually dialed it down quite a bit from the original recipe.
Jesus Christ.
So that we could
hammered were you on that mountain?
Serve it. It's a massive trick. It was legit. Sat on my ass in the trees.
Yeah, I would imagine so. Yeah, it actually has like almost a little bit of a black licorice smell to it off the top, too. Trazzy,
yeah,
are you getting
that?
We
do use black malt in there.
Hang on, dude. Getting this.
He's busy taking notes.
Yeah, that's what he's good for.
You put him to work.
Yeah, that's good, huh?
Yeah, it cleanses my palate. It like makes me like pucker up a little bit. Is that from a certain ingredient? In a good way, like I feel.
Yeah,
like,
no, especially after satisfied. The porter, we probably could have had this before the porter. The porter's got a lot to it, so this one's a little bit. It's one of our earlier beers, so it's not as heavy as much mouthfeel as we go for these days. If I were to rewrite the recipe, I would do it differently now, from the knowledge that I have. But we found that these base beers that we started with, they have a following, and people don't like it when we change
them
up.
We fear change.
Yes.
Don't ruin Deese's favorite beer.
Right, yeah. Exactly. So maybe we'll make a different one and let them compare and choose from there. But
no, this is a fantastic beer.
It's definitely an easy drinker. It's not like super filling. I'm not really sure what I'm going for, but you can drink quite a bit of it and get pretty sloshed because of the high alcohol.
You definitely can. it's not what I call a sandwich stout.
Right.
Meaning like you drink one and you feel like you just did a sandwich.
Yeah.
Like you can drink, like you said, you can drink a few of these.
Yep.
And
that's exactly what we were going for. That's the Big Air name. So that you can drink it kind of throughout the day and while you're out snowboarding or skiing safely, of course.
Of course, yeah.
No,
with a helmet
sloshed.
And safety gear and all that stuff.
And then hit that huge jump you've always been dreaming of hitting.
Right.
Make sure it's on video, though, and post it to our page because we won't see that.
So I will tell you, the last full year I went, actually one of the last years I was hardcore still snowboarding, I broke my wrist. I dislocated my shoulder.
Jeez.
I cracked my ribs, and I gave myself a concussion.
In one season or one day?
One season.
Wow.
The ribs and concussion were one session.
Oh my gosh.
And then I drove about an hour and a half home, really, really concussed.
I bet that was painful.
Yeah. I also had some guy who was like totally not an emergency technician reset my shoulder in the mountain when I dislocated my shoulder.
Ouch.
And it's been garbage ever since.
How did he do that? Yeah. I'm curious.
It's like Lethal Weapon style. You know, when like Mel Gibson's like
it.
Goes like and just like runs into a like into the wall. It's kinda like that. He's just like, I got this. I'm like, yeah. You I believe in you. I have confidence in you. And it's never been the same since. Which in retrospect, that's probably partially my fault. You know, I mean, I'll take some responsibility for letting this Stoner Mountain kid try to reset my shoulder. Because I was just like, as long as I can go back and snowboard for a little while, as long as I can eat these Vicodin, have some beers, and go snowboard for another hour.
Did the Stoner shoulder setter come up with the Vicodin too?
No, I already had those.
Oh, nice.
From the last concussion and rib.
Right, yeah, exactly. He's like, I know how this goes.
Yeah. Yeah, it was great. It was good times. So,
awesome.
I'm probably going to kill myself next time on the mountain. I just got too ballsy too fast. I'm like, I can do this. And my body's like, no, you can't.
That's usually how it happens, yeah.
So, that's
nice.
All right.
Then the last one we've got is the Daring Diva Raspberry Wheat. It's basically our blonde ale with some raspberry puree in it. We did change up the raspberry puree. People have been noticing. It was the original one that we wrote the recipe with. It was very difficult to get for a time when we were open in the backyard, and so we had it was weird. It's the same company that makes it. It's out of Portland, Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, when they can it just totally it's a different product. So we were able to afford the larger capacity bags this time. And I think it totally makes it just taste way smoother, way better, and a lot more raspberry bang to it. So,
Traz,
yeah, this is my absolute like favorite beer here, and it's actually probably one of my favorite beers of all time, if I'm keeping it real. And I don't usually drink like wheat beers, you know. I'm kind of an IPA guy, but and this is the beer that I first tasted, and I was like, damn, this tastes healthy.
Yeah,
like I'm picking
it's like
up
kombucha.
Like, yeah, yeah. It honestly, that's like a perfect way to describe it. Yeah. It honestly is like kombucha.
It basically is. Let's just call it that. Yeah. I mean, you don't have to worry about the alcohol content.
It's only 6.5%. It's cool.
Yeah, whatever. It's good for you, man. Drink that in the morning. it's got like a really awesome honey
probably
flavor
half.
That I'm picking up.
It's our shower beer.
Yeah. Is there honey in there?
There's not.
There's not. Nope. I don't know why I'm tasting such a honey note.
The wheat does give it a sweet flavor when it mixes with the raspberries, we've noticed. So, yeah there's some wheat grain in there.
Charlie just said something in passing I want to bring up and have everyone talk about. The shower beer.
It's legit, man. It's a thing.
Right?
Follow the Swedish and do it.
Where do we... Wait, this is a Swedish thing?
They are marketing it. Yes, they're making... So, have you seen the article? It's online. And they have actually bottled a shower beer. And I think it's 8 ounces. They're small.
Sure,
and the idea
sure.
is that you're quickly rinsing off to go to the bars. So they're marketing to the people who shower
so like not
at
in the morning.
Night.
They're not saying in
I know.
The morning.
I know. I'm like, well.
Because they can't.
Right?
Not say that.
So, yeah. So it's called, like, the name of the beer is Shower Beer.
I love
and
that.
And the article is hilarious because of, you know, how social media is. Everybody's bashing it.
Sure.
And it's like, yeah, you're totally the one that does it.
There's no way they can market that in America because they'd be outlawed because, like, you're indicating people drinking in the morning or blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, totally.
You know, because.
Or before work. Oh, and the other thing about it is it's 10%.
Holy shit.
So it's like, it's a small amount, but you're supposed to, like, you know. It's your pre-funk,
right.
But instead of going to a restaurant like we used to do, apparently now you just pound it in the shower and head out.
So I like not, I love that, but like
not
I have
that
always,
kind of pound it.
No, that's not what I meant. That's not what I meant. Shower slop. That's terrible. That's for fucking Ryan Gosling movies. Like that doesn't actually happen. That's just terrible. You're like, can we just dry off and go to
no
the bedroom?
Fun.
This is awful.
Yeah,
this is a
learned a lot about these.
Yeah.
Right. You're burning my favorite hobby.
Right. No, it's more effort than it's worth.
That came out my nose just about.
Wow.
The
meow.
So, it's the shower beer.
So the raspberry wheat is our version of the morning shower beer.
Morning shower beer. That's a good, because the someone didn't believe me one time when I'm just like, oh yeah, like a good beer in the shower. And like, and they thought I was joking. I'm like, no, like really, like it's the juxtaposition of like the hot water and that cold beer and like you just feeling relaxed.
Absolutely.
And, like, I'm not going to sit there and like drink a growler of beer in the shower or like drink like a fucking fifth of vodka in the bathtub. Like
your
I'm John
buddies
Belushi.
Are all over. Yeah. Hey man, you want a beer? Yeah, let me go jump in the shower.
Jump in the shower. Yeah. Like I'm not doing speedballs in the bathtub. Like I'm Chris Farley. Like I just want to have a beer while I take a shower sometimes.
Right?
And I don't think that's that bad. But I feel like there's a lot of judgment passed.
I'm pretty sure you are not the minority on that one.
I hope not.
So I think that it just takes a lot for people to admit that.
To take that step and be like, all right, I do that too.
Yep. So. Definitely.
All right. Well, that raspberry wheat's a great shower beer. Drink it anytime.
Yeah. Anybody that's out there juicing, like, I feel like you could maybe replace this beer with your morning juice.
There you go. Yeah.
So. It's like the same
thing. Tastes that healthy. Yeah.
I thought it was a summer beer, and that was our plan from the get-go, and pretty much got begged by a lot of customers, especially people who aren't beer drinkers, male and female. Alike, they're like, no, this is my favorite beer in the world. We need to keep this on year-round. So here it is.
It's definitely a good one to keep on. I love it. All right. Well, that is the beers. Anything else you want to promote or talk about coming up for you two?
I mean, since, you know, we established the fact that Kendra the Brewer is a glutard grandma, we should let the people out there know with allergies that we do have cider from One Tree.
Okay.
That we try to keep on. We run out pretty quick, so they're pretty good with working with me and getting that in here. And then we've got some wine as well, just some house wine.
Yeah, we did a show with Grant over at One Tree
They're good people.
And actually, Graham Barnes is one of my all-time, like, most favorite people, closest friends.
Nice. No way. How funny.
Cool. Yeah, we went to junior high together.
I swear, Grant, he didn't tell me to do that plug. I promise. Hook me up, not him.
Yeah. No. So, wait, this begs the question. Kendra, if you are gluten-free, how do you taste the beers?
Oh, I can have a little bit. I can quality check it.
Okay.
But I'm just not supposed to have a bunch.
Okay. I guess I've never noticed you like drinking a ton of beer, so I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't drink the profits.
Win-win.
Hey, just like Ice Cube said, don't get high off your own supply. And I take all my life lessons from rappers from the late
80s. Yeah, that's awesome. Way to go.
So that's it's got me this far.
That's awesome.
That's funny. That's probably why we get along so well.
Yeah, I also say fuck the police. And I don't know. I'm trying to think.
There's
what else.
Ain't
no party like a West Coast party.
That's true. There is no party like a West Coast party. Why?
Why? Because a West Coast party don't
exactly,
stop.
Exactly. Still going on right now. It's like Catholic Mass. Just keeps going. So
truth.
So you guys are raised Catholic too. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh gosh.
Nothing left but the guilt. Just kidding. I don't feel guilty. All right. Well,
so many left fields.
All right. Well, to everyone listening, go or come visit Badass Backyard Brewing. Again, no longer in the backyard, but still brewing in the backyard. You can visit them at their tap room at 1415 North Argonne Road in the Spokane Valley, Washington. They're open every day except for Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Mondays and Tuesdays?
Yep, Mondays and Tuesdays. Closed.
Every other day. They are open. Follow them on Facebook. Like their page. Check out all the beers coming up, everything they've got.
And let us know what you want to brew or want to drink. You can come brew with us, too. But we want to know what you want so we can make it.
I
want
to come brew sometime.
Do it.
Yeah.
Let's make a social hour beer.
Can we do it?
Yeah. Seriously.
I want to make a social hour beer.
We have hella research to do, I feel like.
I've got a book about brewing.
Just give us a style and we'll help you write it.
Let's fucking do this. All right, let's do this.
Awesome. Sounds like fun.
All right, and visit the brewery every Sunday for their Cards Against Humanity tournament and every Thursday for karaoke, guys. And again, you can find me on February 5th at 315 West Sprague Avenue hosting the next Drink and Debate. It's going to be a great show. Get your tickets now. I do have a couple free tickets still available, so if you contact me on Facebook or on Twitter at DeeceWorld or Social Hour Pod, I will get you some free tickets. And also find me January 21st at the Observatory doing stand-up for the Laugh in Order show. So come check out that show that starts at 8 p.m. And
January 16th, night boarding on Mount Spokane.
Also, check us out. Totally not drunk.
Really
on the,
pushing
on
for
the
that.
Mountain. all right. I will, I'm going to check my schedule because that sounds great. I actually want to do that. So for the Social Hour, I am Deese, and for Traz.
I'm Traz.
And for Charlene and Kendra.
See you guys later.
Thank you.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. And now for my weekly apologies. I'd like to apologize to people who drink malt liquor, Asians who karaoke, Asians who don't karaoke, the DMV, Chris Hansen, grandmothers, Monica, and Chris Farley. Thanks for listening, everyone, and we will see you next week. The gentleman who wanted to come in and have a beer, she said the reason he couldn't come in and talk about child porn because he's wearing sweatpants.
This podcast is a Pants Pending Studios production.
And part of the Pants Pending Studios podcast network.
Find more of our great shows just by searching Pants Pending in your podcatcher.
For more information or to contact us directly, visit us at pantspending.com.
Please subscribe to this show, share it with your friends, like it on Facebook, and rate it on iTunes.
And we thank you for making us a part of your listening day.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending.
Pants Pending. Studios!